So we are going to continue our discussion from last week, the same Makoros as last week. And what I'd like to do is begin with a very basic question, which I think will help us understand what we're trying to understand. And that is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Seems like a pretty basic question. And when we look at the Makoros, again, which you have over here, it starts with the section of why did Hashem create the world? I think we find three perspectives. And we have to figure out whether these three perspectives agree with each other, disagree with each other. Is it a machlokas? Are they emphasizing different things? So the first perspective is that we don't know. And perhaps the very question, even asking the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world, is flawed. How could you presume to know God's intention? And it seems audacious to use human logic to analyze the divine motivations. Take a look, your first source on this topic, from the Sefer HaTamid. The Sefer HaTamid was written by Reb Reuven, Reb Chaim. He was the Rebbe of the Meiri. And he writes, Zos HaChakira, this question about why did God create the world and what was chaser in the world such that, what was chaser that, could Hashem have lacked something such that he needed to create the world? Nifleis me'od, velo nimtza shiyatir ksharaha. There's no way to understand it. It's beyond our comprehension. Ach shiomu, kach gazra chachmaso. So our attitude has to be, that's what Hashem decreed, that's what his wisdom decreed. The al ze anu omim b'mufla mimcha al tidrosh. It's a pasuk it's also it's quoted from Ben Sira, that things that are beyond you, you shouldn't try to figure out. In other words, this would be a very short shir. Why did Hashem create the world? We don't know. It's beyond us. And the very question is something that we can't really understand. One might add that asking the question is, in a sense, a violation of the Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga, at the beginning of the second parak, says that you can't call mistakel bar bedvarim roi lo kilu lo bali olam malamala malamata malafnim umala achor. So trying to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, before he created the world, which is what you're doing when you say, why did Hashem create the world? You're saying, you know, let's try to imagine what Hashem's motivation was before he created the world. That's a violation of this Mishnah. That's trying to figure things out before Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's not anything we can relate to. And therefore, it's simply, it's a waste of time. It's going to get you in trouble. It's the wrong thing to do. Agav, the Ragachavar Gon sort of added an additional sniff to that, which is, he said that even the very question is illogical, right? The Rambam and other Rishonim all note that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time. And as such, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists outside of time. So asking the question, why he created the world in a particular time, is only a question relevant within time. But anyway, that's what this Sefer HaTamid is saying. The Rambam also emphasizes that we don't know the purpose of creation. And the next source, this is from the Rambam and Mordvuchim. And the Rambam here tells us a very important point. Shuvas kolash elos halalo. The Rambam here, I think we've actually seen part of this Rambam in a different context. There are lots of questions. Why did Hashem make the world this way? Why didn't he make it that way? Why isn't everybody holy? Why is there different dargos? Why are there so many creatures? All these questions. Chuvos kol shelos halalo kach ratza o kach chiv hachmaso. Answer is, that's what Hashem wanted. And the Rambam, you know, the Rambam is a great philosopher, and he tries to answer lots of questions. Maran Vuchim is all full of answers to very, very basic philosophical questions. But the Rambam also tells us that we always have to be aware of what we can know the answer to and what we can't know the answer to. And with respect to questions, why did Hashem make the world this way or that way, or why did he even make the world in the first place? The answer is kach ratza. And that's it. We have to appreciate that this is something we can't understand. And when we try to understand it, we're breaching the boundaries. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned Klal Yisrael at Sinai, Pen Yifrot, if you go too far, you'll be harmed, you'll be injured. We have to accept boundaries. It relates a little bit to this week's Parsha. Achrei Maos, the chait of Nadav Navihu was that they didn't respect the boundaries. They went too far, whether it's going too far at Sinai, or going too far at the Mishkan, or the like. We have to accept boundaries, accept what we can understand and what we can't. And he writes, continuing in the Rambam, Kishem Sham Shehimtzi Es Ha'olam Be'esheratza B'tzurazu Be'enanu Yodim Es Ritzono. Hashem made the world the way he did, when he did, and we don't understand his ratzon. The lo ofen ha-chachma b'yichud tzuraso v'zmano. Kach lo neida ritzono ha-o ha-chras chachmaso b'yichud kol ma shekadma ha-she'ela alav. And likewise, that's from Chelek Beis in Manvuchim, this is from Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel. And he writes that there's no, you know, you shouldn't even ask about, you shouldn't even claim to know that there was a single species for which the world was created. It's interesting that the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos in the Hakdama does seem to assume that, you know, world was created for man. In the Mor Nevuchim, he seems to be chozer from this. We talked about this another time, so I don't want to go back into it. He seems to be chozer. And we can't even say that. Somebody asked me this week about UFOs and aliens. They told me that everybody's talking about it now because they released certain videos. I'm not, I don't know the details. You know, they're asking me whether it's problematic that the concept of there being other life forms is kfira. And I think that part of the answer is this source, the Rambam saying that we shouldn't even know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we can't even say it's for one particular species. Hu shelo na'amin b'nimtzaus kulam shehem mipnei mitzios ha'adam. So we can't say that all creatures were created for man. Aval yu gam kein shara nimtzaim kulam mechuvanus la'atzman, lo mipnei davar acher. So you say, fakert, all other beings are intended for their own sake and not necessarily for something else. Let's finish what he says. Ukshit tizbonein b'sefer ahu, hamiyasher kol misyasher, ela kavanah l'zeh nikra Torah, yizbar l'cha. He says, look, when you read Parshas Bereishis, it doesn't say anywhere what was created for what. At every stage of Bereishis, we say, that Vayarlokim Kitov, this was good, this achieved its purpose. Vizel Amru, Vayarlokim Kitov. In other words, at every stage it says Vayarlokim Kitov. So even though additionally the Rambam said there was a hierarchy, after all, at the end it says Tov Ma'od, and when the Rambam was younger, he felt that that implies that the world was created for man. The Rambam, when he wrote the Mor Nevuchim, retracted that view, it would seem. And he says, no, you can't say that. And that can be seen from the fact that it says Kitov about the various creatures independently, which means that they're independently valuable. So that's what the Rambam writes. I don't want to go into that detail so much. The point that the Rambam says here for our purpose is that we can't know why God created the world. It's a presumptuous question. It's a question that reflects a incorrect understanding of our ability to understand God. Because we exist within the world, And we can't relate to God outside of the world. And to ask why he created it this way is to overstep our boundaries and and to tread in a place that's absolutely beyond us. The Rav, here's another quote from Ish HaLacha, relates a similar point, a similar position that the Rav said. And it's basically, he's reiterating what the Rambam says. And it's a story with Reb Chaim. So this is a story of Reb Chaim. Reb Simcha Zelig, Reb Simcha Zelig was the famous Dayan and Brisk, a Talmud of Reb Chaim. He was a great posek. Reb Simcha Zelig, the disciple and friend of Reb Chaim, related to me the following incident. Once he and Reb Chaim visited someone's house in Vilna. While they were waiting for their host to appear, it's hard to imagine who would keep Reb Chaim waiting. Reb Chaim glanced through some of the works of Chabad Hasidim that were lying on the table. The books apparently discussed the question of God's motivation in creating the world and cited two opinions. Number one, God created the world for the sake of his goodness. And number two, he created the world for the sake of his grace. Reb Chaim turned to Reb Simcha Zelig and with utter seriousness told him, both views are incorrect. The world was created neither for the sake of his goodness nor for the sake of his grace, but for the sake of his will, like we saw in the Rambam. This view is set down by Maimonides as a firm principle in Mor Nevuchim. It is the very seal of halachic man. The world was created in accordance with his will. Who wills to contract his divine will? Therefore, we are called to act and to arrange our lives in accordance with this fundamental idea. So here the first group of Makoros and Rishonim and Achronim emphasizes that we can't know the answer to this question, and it's foolish to even try. As Reb Chaim noted in that story, we do find other sources that do seem to attribute motivation, will, explanation. Again, everybody agrees that there is ratzon. Reb Chaim isn't saying there's no ratzon. The Rambam isn't saying there's no ratzon. He's just saying that it's beyond us. So, but as I said, there are many sources that do seem to try to answer the question. Last week, for example, we saw...
You discussed that a lot in your book.
Yeah. Thank you. Rav Chaim, last week we saw the opening passage of Mesil Yesharim, and Ramchal starts off really by telling us the reason for Hashem's creation. And not only that, but he tells us that this is Yisod HaChasidus Hashor Shavodah Tmima. You have to know this. And what did the Ramchal say? V'hine masha harunu chachameinu zechronam levrachahu. What our sages have told us about this. So he tells us that this thing that I'm about to tell you, we have a Mesorah for. She'adam lo nivra el elasani al Hashem ul hanes mezeh shchinaso, zeu atayinu gamiti va'idun agadol, mikol ha'idunim shichon l'himatzei. That the greatest possible pleasure is lehanes mezeh shchinaso, umakom ha'idunim hazeh be'emes u'olam haba, ki hu hanivra b'achana mitztareches l'davar zeh. And the proper place for this tainug is Olam Haba, who's created for that purpose. Ach haderech kedei lagia el mechos chafteinu hu, zeh ha'olam. And the way in which we get there, how do we get there? Through Olam Hazeh. V'hu ma she'amu zechonu levracha, ha'olam hazeh dom leprozdor, lefnei Olam Haba. And the Ramchal tells us, so first of all, I guess we should note, he says, that we have a tradition for this. So this idea isn't stated explicitly in the Torah. But the Ramchal elaborates here in other Sfarim that this idea is logical because it couldn't be any other reason. It couldn't be that Hashem created the world because he lacked anything, because he lacks nothing. In other words, if I were to create something, if I were to build something, why do I build it? Because I need it. I'm lacking without it. If I don't have a house, I build a house because I need a house. I need a place to live. But of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lacks nothing. So if he has no deficiency, so there's no possible reason for the creation of the world other than he created it for our benefit. It's the ultimate act of altruism. It's the ultimate act of chesed. It's to benefit us, not him. Some of the Sfarim interpret the pasuk of Ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh, shamayim tachin emunascha vahem, as a reflection of this idea that the world, it's a pasuk from Tehillim, but the idea, this interpretation is saying that the world is, the creation of the world is the ultimate act of chesed. And Reb Chaya and the Ramchal elaborates on this in many, many places. And maybe we'll get back to it. But I want to first present a third perspective, and then we'll talk about how they relate to each other. So far, the first perspective is we don't know and we can't know. The second perspective is that the world was created in the ultimate act of altruism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lacks nothing. So if he created the world, it was a creation in order to give, in order to be mative. And in order to be mative, so there needs to be something else that exists. So he created us so that he has something to show his goodness upon. Now, the truth is that you could object to that. Maybe we'll get back to this a little later. You could say, well, that too implies a chisaron because he needs us in order to be able to give. Does that sort of undermine the whole premise of the theory? We'll get back to that. But that's the second halach.
Can I just ask a clarification question?
Sure.
When Rebbe says that this is the reason, according to the Ramchal, that the world was created, is Rebbe assuming that the Ramchal, when he says the reason why Adam was created, is the same as saying the reason why the world was created?
I'm conflating those two things. Yes.
Okay.
Rebbe, I have an interesting maybe a ha'ara in that. There's another view that says that God created the world for his glory.
Well, let's get there, okay? One thing at a time. So the third mahalich is like Aaron was just...
I'm saying...
Kadosh Baruch created the world, like you said, for his glory. And let's look at some of the makoros that present this idea. We'll start with the Ramban, your next source, from Shmos Perek Yud Gimel. The Kavanas call a mitzvah shenamin belokenu, the no day love shubranu. The purpose of all mitzvos is that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we acknowledge that he created us. Vihi kavanas hayetzira. And this is the purpose of all of creation. She'en lanu tam acher b'yetzira rishona. There's no other purpose in creation. Ve'en kel al yon chafetz betachtonim milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yoda le'lokav shebra'ahu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for the lower worlds so that man will know and acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. The kavanas romimus hakol b'tfila, and this is why when we daven out loud. The kavanas batei knesios uschus tzilas rabim. This is why davening shul is so important, and uschus tzilas rabim, because when we get together in shul, something that we all miss very much. So we don't just personally and privately declare our belief in him and that he created us, but rather we publicly declare our belief in that. The zeh she'yel b'nei adam makom yiskabtu v'yodu l'kel shel bra'am v'mtziyam v'yefarsa muzeh v'yomru l'fanav b'yosacha anachnu. So that's the Indian of Tehillah B'tzibur, that everybody gets together and we all declare together v'yosacha anachnu, you created us. Many psukim are cited to emphasize this idea. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, for example, Kol hanikra v'shmi ulechvodiv barasiv yitzartiv afasisiv. So the pasuk says ulechvodiv barasiv. That at least is the way the Radak and the Malbim explain this pasuk. Other Mefarshim read it differently. That may be the Mishnah in Agos or the Brice in Agos, Parak Vav. It says, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu be'olamo lo b'ra'o ela l'chvodo shenemar kol nikra v'shmi l'chvodi v'rasiv yitzar tiv afasisiv omer Hashem yimloch l'olam va'ed. So the we say the Tosefta in Agos says that kol ma shebara hakodesh baruch hu be'olamo.
Yeah, I was thinking that there's no steer.
Let's Aaron, let's try to learn the Makoros first, then we'll get there.
Okay, right.
So you know, there's further evidence for this in a number of places. One place I think where you see this idea, we refer to a couple of weeks ago when we talked about Mashiach, the Psukim in Yechezkel. So the Psukim in Yechezkel, as we saw, let's say, Perek Lamed Vav, talk about how the purpose of redemption is to end the Chil Hashem and to facilitate Kiddush Hashem, right? The Pasuk says, V'chmol al shem kadshi asher chileluhu beis Yisrael bagoyim asher ba'u shama. L'chein emor leveis Yisrael ko'amar Hashem. Elokim, lo leman chem ani osa beis Yisrael, kiim l'shem kachi asher chilaltem bagoyim asher basen sham. So Hashem is saying, I'm redeeming you, not for your sake, but for my sake, because of the tremendous chil Hashem. In other words, it's leman shem kachi. V'kidash yesh mi'agadol ha'mechulal bagoyim asher chilaltem b'socham v'yadu ha'goyim ki ani Hashem nu'um Hashem elokim. So the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that is the purpose, not just of Bria, but that's the purpose of Geula. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, they should be saved because of my Yom Ragayim. It would be a Chilul Hashem. In other words, that undermines the very purpose of creation. And the Ramban in Parshas Hazinu, as we saw, I think, that time a couple of weeks ago, writes that what this means is that without the Jewish people, the purpose of creation is gone, because it's the Jewish people who recognize Hashem. And the purpose of creation is for that recognition. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Dvarim Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavav. Let's look where it's bolded. Aval Hashem baras ha'adam b'tachtonim shiyakir es borav v'yoda lishma. HaKadosh Baruch created man in the lower world so that man will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mode lishma. The sum harishus biyado laharal leitev, and he gave humans free will. The kasher chatu bertzonam, the kafu bokulam, lo nishar rak ha'am hazeh lishmo. And when the rest of the world went off the derech, so all that remained was Klal Yisrael. Upirsein bahem ba'osos of the mofsim, kihu elokei elokim adunei adunim, the noda bezeh l'chol amim. And through the Jewish people, he showed the whole world that he exists and he controls everything and that he created it. These are the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hine im yashav yovad zichram. And therefore, if Hashem were to destroy the Jewish people after they've sinned, yishkechu ha'amim es ososav, es matzav, the rest of the world will forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll forget about those Nisim. V'lo yisupar od b'hem, they won't talk about it. V'ein v'im adam yazkir kain, and if a person did mention them, they'll think, oh, this is just the kochos and the mazalim. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the whole purpose of creation of man will be for naught. Because nobody would be left who understood, who knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rak machis lefana. The because Klal Yisrael are those who are Krovim to him. So in other words, what is the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, look, you created the world for your glory. You created the world so that man will acknowledge you. And who is the people who acknowledge you? It's Klal Yisrael. So if you destroy Klal Yisrael, even if they're deserving of destruction, then the whole purpose of creation will be Aver Ubato, and therefore you shouldn't destroy him, destroy Klal Yisrael. That's what Moshe was saying. Now, so this is the third view, right? The first view is we can't understand. The second view is the world was created for us to be mated because he lacks nothing. And the third view is the world was created for his glory so that we can praise him and be makir his gedula. So we have a number of issues we have to resolve. First of all, is there a way to resolve these sources? Is it a machlokas? Number two, especially with respect to the third point, if a human being were motivated by his honor, a person said, "Yeah, I made this thing so everybody would say how wonderful I am." So we would call such a person a very vain person, and we wouldn't think very highly of them. So how are we supposed to understand these types of things, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, so that's what we're going to try to do. And in trying to answer this question, we're going to return to the question we asked at the beginning of last year, which is the purpose of mitzvos, and also, the idea of nachas ruach liyotzro. What does it mean that a person should try to do nachas ruach liyotzro? So let's first distinguish between the first mahalich and two and three. The first mahalich is we can't know any reason, and the second and third mahalchim both presume we can understand a reason, though they disagree about what that reason is. So let's try to do that. So I don't think that there is a fundamental machlokas. We've talked about on many occasions that we can't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. We can describe his actions from our perspective, but we know that they don't reflect the truth from his perspective. So too, when we give reasons, we're giving reasons from our perspective. So for example, if we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as the ultimate act of altruism, because the creation of the world is something that was obviously done not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lacked something or needed something, it was simply from his desire to bestow goodness. So what we're doing in that mahalich is we're saying that from our perspective, the only motivation we can conceive of for God's decision to create the world is bestowing goodness. Rambam is referring to God's personal motivations, and he's saying those personal motivations are unknowable. We can't relate to them. Ramchal is saying that from our perspective here on the world, the only way that we can relate to creation is that it would be an act of divine beneficence. And if you look at the Ramchal's formulations in a number of places, I think that's clear. Take a look over here, your next source, the way the Ramchal puts it in Das Tfunos. He there presents this whole theory as well, even in more elaboration. But the way he puts it is, Mashenucha lahasig b'inyan zeh, who etc., etc., right? What we're able to understand in this matter is this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of good and the act of creation is the ultimate act of altruism. The Ramchal isn't saying that's the whole story or even that's the truth in an objective sense, but rather, if we can understand something, it is this. And I would add that it's not just if we can understand something, it is this. this is something, this understanding, this perspective is valuable for us because we have to be medamet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to seek to become altruistic people. And we have to, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted, created the world to be mative, we have to seek ourselves to be mative. So what the Ramchal here, I think, is saying is that this isn't the whole story, but if we could understand something of creation, it is that. And we'll see this even more clearly when we see the Ramban. The Ramban makes this point as well. So in terms of being mechalik between the first mechalik and the second and third mechalik, I don't think there's a machlokas. All agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tzmuso, is beyond us. We can't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is. We can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from our perspective here in this world. And therefore, what the Rambam says is correct, that we can't know the reason for creation. But you might still say that there's value in trying to understand what we can understand and to try to figure out from where we are in the world, in creation, in this, from our limited capacity, what the purpose is. Okay. Yes, Zach, you have a question.
I have a question, Rabbi. It's Zach's dad, Larry. I mean, there's a very interesting discussion, as you point out, between Hashem and Moshe when Hashem's ready to destroy the Jewish people in the desert in Bamidbar. And what is the argument that Moshe makes? He doesn't say that, look, you put us here to do good. You want to, you know, don't ruin your subjects or you know, he doesn't make any argument about Hashem doing good or Hashem's grace or thank you, Hashem. His argument is specifically, if you wipe out the Jewish people, then the Goyim will say that you didn't have the power to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. It'll be a Chil Hashem. You did not have the power. That's the argument that he makes, that Hashem accepts. Don't make a new school out of my children, because then people say you're not a strong God. You didn't have the power to do it. So, I think that gives us some insight that into Hashem, that he wants us to recognize him as the Borei Olam.
Yes, that's correct. That's exactly what the Ramban says. Yeah. And that's what we're saying. That reflects that third perspective.
I don't see this entire thing as a machlokas whatsoever. I don't think see it as a shaila, meaning it can all work. Meaning, why did Hashem create the world? For his glory, right? But why? So you can achieve a state where you get chesed. But why do that? Because he's not controlled by his emotions or where his divine qualities. It does nothing compels him. So why create the world? Because he wanted it.
Okay, good. So let's try to elaborate on those points. So far what we've done is that we've shown how there's no fundamental disagreement between the first Mahalik and the second and third Mahalik, because the second and third Mahalik are not claiming to tell us the entire answer as it is, but rather what we could relate to. And now we have to turn to the second and the third Mahalik and try to understand how those relate to each other. Because at first glance, they do seem to be utterly opposed to each other. They happen to be utterly opposed to each other. In one case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for us. And in one case, he's doing it for himself, for his own glory. So let's try to understand this a little better by looking at some of the Makoros. So since the Ramban said the third Mahalich, let's try to look at the Ramban a little more carefully. And I think it's very helpful to try to look at the Ramban's discussion concerning the purpose of mitzvos. And through that, perhaps we'll have a better understanding of his perspective on the creation of the world. So let's begin with the Ramban that we cited last week towards the beginning. The Ramban in Dvarim Perek Yod writes, Ma Hashem Elokecha Asher Me'imach. That pasuk relates to the conclusion of the pasuk is L'tov Lach, meaning to say, Yomar Einenu Shoel Me'imach Davar Shiyeh L'Tzarko El L'Tzarkecha. So the purpose of mitzvos is not for himself. He doesn't need your mitzvos. The purpose of all mitzvos is for him. For us. He lacks nothing. The pasuk in Iyov emphasizes this. V'im chatasa matifal bo, rabu psha'acha matasa lo, v'im tzadakta matitein lo mam yadcha yikach. The pasuk says that if you're righteous, you haven't given anything to God. And if you're wicked, you haven't hurt him in any way. So obviously the purpose of mitzvos could only possibly be for us. And the Ramchal, Ramban elsewhere, and the Ramban about Shiloh HaKein says that's what it means, that mitzvos were given with tzarif esabrios, mitzvos were given to purify us, to make us better people. It's all for us and not for him. That's the purpose of mitzvos. And the Ramban has this idea in many, many places. At the same time, the Ramban also has a different idea, one which he calls this idea correct al pipshat, but he has another idea which he says is correct al pisod, and it seems to be the opposite idea. One place where he reflects this, we'll read from the next source, which is the Ramban in Shmos Chavtes, which relates to the purpose here. He's discussing why Hashem wanted to build the Mishkan. Av Rabbi Avraham Amar, the Ibn Ezra, ki lo hotseisi osam eretz Mitzrayim, rak bavur ki eshkon besocham. V'zeu tavdunas alokim al harazah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim so that he can dwell amongst us. And that's the meaning of the pasuk that Hashem tells Moshe all the way at the very beginning, tavdunas alokim al harazah. V'yafa piresh. V'im kein yesh b'inyan sod gadol. Ki kifi pshat hadavar, according to the pasuk pshat, Hashchina b'Yisrael tzarech hedyot below tzarech kavod. The pasuk pshat is that the reason why the Shechina is in Klal Yisrael is for us, not for him. Like he just said, l'tov lach, im tzadakta matitin lo, umam yad chayikach, it's for us. Aval hu k'inyan she'amar ha'kasuv asher b'chas pa'er. But the emes is not that way. The emes is that Hashem is glorified in us, right? That's what the pasuk in Yishayahu says. Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'er, that I am glorified through Klal Yisrael. V'am Yoshua u'ma tasa l'shimcha gadol. And this is the idea, this is what Larry was just saying a couple of minutes ago, that l'shimcha gadol, ma tasa l'shimcha gadol, what will be for your great name? In other words, Klal Yisrael is the vehicle through that Kiddush Hashem. U'psukim rabim bo, okay, there are many psukim that indicate this. Ival Moshe of law, Kadosh Baruch Hu desired a place to dwell. Poe shev ki viziha, I shall dwell here because I desire it. The kasa of the arets as kor. So here, the Ramban is emphasizing a very different idea, that it's not tzorech hedyot kifi pshat hadavar, but rather havoda tzorech gavoha. So the Ramban clearly thinks both of these perspectives are true. And what we need to do is try to figure out how they could both be true simultaneously. In other words, how could we both say, and the Ramban says both of these ideas in so many places, that mitzvos are l'tov lach, are entirely for us, and yet also say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avod etzach gavoa, poe shev ki visiha. So the answer, it would seem, is that this second outlook relates to our attitude when doing mitzvos and serving God. In other words, this is what we discussed last week. our attitude in terms of doing mitzvot shouldn't just be, well, you know, the world was created for our pleasure, and we're doing mitzvot because we want that pleasure. We want olam haba or the like. No. When we do mitzvot, we should think, how can I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing those mitzvot? How can I sanctify his name? So when we consider the purpose of creation, the Ramban is saying, I believe, that we have to consider two vantage points. From God's perspective, to the extent that we could understand it, and again, this is not the whole perspective, but from God's perspective, to the extent that we can understand it, the only possible reason could be an act of beneficence. But we shouldn't indulge ourselves with such ruminations. We shouldn't think, wow, it's all for us. Rather, from our perspective, the purpose is to give honor to God, to give glory to God. We shouldn't be thinking, what can God give to me, but what can I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we see this dual perspective in so many places. So again, a couple of weeks ago, we saw these two perspectives when we talked about redemption. Some sources, like in Yeshayahu especially, emphasize that redemption is for us. And other sources, like the ones we saw today in Yechezkel and in Hazinu, emphasize it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So which one is it? Is redemption for us to achieve closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or so his name will be glorified? The answer is, it depends on what perspective we're taking. There's two ways in which we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two giluyim, as it were. One is that we're meant to understand that, again, to the extent that we can understand anything, it's an act of beneficence. And the other one is to understand that we have to think of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as, what can I give him? How could I be Mekadesh Shmo? And he gave us mitzvos so that we could have that opportunity to give. Now, before we go on to the second mahalich in terms of resolving this, and the two mahalchim work together, but it's a little more nuanced and a little more subtle. It addresses certain questions about what I've said so far. I want to just take a look for a moment at the Nefesh HaChaim, because Nefesh HaChaim, I think, is getting at this, but he adds another dimension that's very, very important. So we're going to go a little bit out of order in your sheets. If you could just skip down a number of pages to the Nefesh HaChaim, where it says Shar Beis Perek Dalet. So Nefesh HaChaim is taking a similar approach to this. He distinguishes between how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he is. We cannot relate to his essence, and thus, even when we address him in a bracha, and even when we use a pronoun like Ata, we're not relating to his essence. With respect to his essence, the Nefesh HaChaim here refers to the Ramban that we've seen. Mitzvos are of no value. Matitein lo. But that's not how we relate to him. But then the Nefesh HaChaim says that this attitude that we're taking can lead to a fundamental misunderstanding. And that's very important. Which is, it could lead to the perspective that we're not really addressing him in tefillah. In other words, maybe once what we said is correct, that we can't relate to his essence, and from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he actually is, so there's nothing we could give him. So maybe you'll think that, okay, so tefillah isn't really to God. Perhaps maybe you'll think tefillah is addressing his midos or the spheros or some other manifestations of him. And so in this context, the Nefesh HaChaim emphasizes that when we're davening, we are addressing him, though not his essence. And it's a subtle distinction. So let's read it inside. So again, we're in where it says, Nefesh HaChaim, Ashar Beis, Perek Dalet. V'taymo shel davar, shenichlal b'chol bracha, Beis ha-bechinos hanal, ki yisod pinas amnasenu ha-kdosha, shekol magamas kavanas libeinu b'chol ha-brachos, v'atfilos u'bakashos, it's charak li yichudo shel olam, ein adon yachid, Ein Sof Baruch Hu. So when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not davening to Midos, we're not davening to Sphiros, we're davening to Adon Yachid Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Amnam, lo shanu medabe melav kaviyachol al atzmus ho yisbarach. But we're not talking about his essence, levad bevchinos heyosu mufshat u mufrash kaviyachol legamei me'olamos, as he is, meaning to say totally transcendent and not connected to the world, Kenyan Shaya Kodem Abriya, as he was Kodem Briya Solam, to Im Kain, because if that were the way in which we were related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Nitaharehu Chas V'Shalom B'chol HaBrachosenu U'Tfilasenu B'Shum Shem V'Kinu B'Olam Klal, then we couldn't even address him at all with any type of name. In other words, the ability to address Hashem only relates to the way in which he relates to the world. The gam de imlo mitzad she'enu yisporach she'ritzoneu l'schaber la'olamos u'le'imlocha al-biryon kefum ovdeyon. If not for the fact that Hashem showed us that he wants to connect to the world and to rule upon them, lo ha'yinu rishayim klal l'spal l'atzmuso yisporach. Then we wouldn't be able to daven. It would be wrong to daven, asking him to be mischaber to the olamos uleshkacha al biryan. Right? If Hashem wasn't matir tefila would surely be aser. That's part of the idea of the brach of avos. But Hashem did show us that he wants to relate to us, and therefore tefila is something that's permissible. V'lachein makdimin anachnu lomar Hashem melech olam. Pirsh achar shiritzoncha haya lahavos olamos. Since Hashem, you wanted to be mahava olamos, you wanted to create worlds, you wanted to be the melech olam, ulischaber aleihem limlech aleihon, and to be mischaber to the olamos, and to be mamlech on the olamos, lezos bakashasenu sheizbarach makar ratzo limlech kol almin. So basically, what's he saying? We request that Hashem, that since Hashem wants to relate to the world, we ask him to make that relationship as full as possible. That's what tefillah is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see you want to relate to the world, so please, and that's the idea of Baruch, and Riboy, and the like, make that relationship as full as possible. And that's what we're going to see in the next paragraph. He's going to quote the very same chazal cited by the Ramban and Shiloh HaKen and the like about the purpose of mitzvos. V'gam shelefi b'chinas atzmuso yisbarach bilti hischabruso al olamos ein makom l'tor mitzvos klal. Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he is, his essence, as it were, kodem bria, there is no makom for Torah and mitzvos at all. V'alzeh ne'emar, about this it says, we give nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we do mitzvos, because he's shalem b'chol minei shlemos, and we don't hurt him when we do averos. It's for you. Kilatzmos adon kol Baruch Hu, with respect to Hashem's essence, kol maisa adam hatova hi imra einenu. Any act that a person does, whether good or bad, is nothing. Doesn't affect him in one bit. He's unaffectable. He's unchanging, right? Nogel lo be'etzem klal chas v'shalom. It doesn't affect him in one bit. V'hum amar mzal b'breishis rabba. De'imras Hashem tzirufa amarav lo nitnu mitzvos elatzarif esabrios. Right? The purpose of mitzvos then is for us, to purify us, to make us better people. It's not for him. It's a medrash that the Ramban quote that, you know, what is it? Doesn't hurt a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You shecht from the front of the neck, you shecht from the back of the neck. Of course, if you shecht from the front, it's kosher. If you shecht from the back, it's treif. It's a nevela. But what difference does it make to him? It's for us. V'cheinu b'tanchuma, on the pasuk of Zos Hachayu, v'medrash Tehillim, v'tikunim, and in many, many other places, in Nigla Nister. So our tefillos are to Hashem. Our tefillos are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is above our tefillos, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is insofar as he decided to be molech al ha'olam and therefore wants our tefilos. Okay, now he goes on a little bit of a tangent. It's worth reading. The Haggah, the footnote. Umasha kasavnu. Umasha kasu b'kavanos ha'tefilah. The abrachos, l'chavin b'chol bracha, kavana miyuchedes, l'sfir miyuchedes. Saying, you know, I just said that our tefillot are addressed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, they're addressed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, you know, but what about if you look at the Siddurim, they have kavanos. They have kavanos to think about this, to think about that. If you look at the Siddur of Shalom Sharabi, the Rashash, so it says in this bracha, you should have kavana for gvura, and this one for chesed, and the like. So what does that mean? Lo chas v'shalom la'atzmos ha'svira. It's not chas v'shalom that we're addressing the svira in our tefillah. As the Rivash quotes in his tshuva about this from the true Mekubalim, ki hu kitzitz netios chas v'shalom. If you address the svira in your tefillah, that's absolute heresy. Ki kimo sheb inyan avodas ha'karban amuzal b'brais v'sof nachos. Vehua me'asifrei parshas Pinchas bo urei maksev the parshas Karbanos shalom emar b'hen lokel v'lo alokim elo havaya. So if you look in Sefer Vayikra, as opposed to the other Sfarim, we have no other names of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They're all the only name is Havaya Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara in Menachos at the end quotes. Why? Why is it only Shem Havaya? Shalolitein pischon pe labala din lachlok. So as not to give a pischon pe, an opening for the bal din, for someone to challenge. In other words, so that no one could say that, you know, this karban is to the mid of rachamim, and this karban is to gvura, and it's this type of avoda is for this sphera, and this type of avoda is for that sphera. And the same thing he's saying is true for tefillah. Tefillah is also not to the midos, it's not to the spheros, it's not to kel or shakai or this or that. Everything is to Shem Havaya. The way he's teaching this pasuk is if you're zoveach to the midah, like Elokim, Yachram, that avoda is pushed away. Bilti Lashem Levado. The avodos have to be directed entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayim lahalon b'shar gimel perk tes. Ki be'avodas ha'tfila chalila l'chavein l'shem koach prati v'sfira miyuchades el atmos adon yachid ein sof baruch hu klal hakochos kulam. So in our tfila, it's absolutely usher to have in mind any one of the spheros or the like, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Shemachaber b'rtzono yisborach mitam ha'kamos etzlo yisborach lifol osa sfira. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to use through that sfira. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does treat the world via emanations. There are delegations by which he's mashpia on the world. But that's not shayach to tefillah. V'oso ha'koach, shem b'seder ha'shtalshalos, shakava hu yizbarach b'rtzono, shakol sfira miyuchedes l'inyan prati, shal yada poel inyan ze ba'olamos. In other words, he's saying, look, Hashem created the world, malchusa de'rakiya k'in malchusa de'ara. So just like a melech, as it were, has ministers that perform certain delegations. He doesn't directly hands-on take care of everything. There are these delegations. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his relating to the world, does the same thing. That's the idea that he's saying, Machusa de'ara kein Machusa de'rakia. I should say. Vayim b'tshuvas harivash, as we mentioned, the tshuvas harivash quotes the Rebbe Ben Sasson, who also answers this question. L'dvarenu eil yisyashiv. You're saying what I'm saying is a little more meduyak than the rivash. Just skip to the end of the Haggah because we're running late. V'zeh she razal b'sifrei Chazal say this in the Sefer, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav, elav lo l'midosav. Chazal say that b'chol koreinu elav, when we respal to him, not to his midos. So back to the text of the Nefesh HaChaim. El shekol kavanas libeinu b'chol habrachos v'tfilos tzarech shetia la'atzmos ein sof baruch hu mitzad his chabro kirtzonu yisbaruch l'olamo. So our kavana, every time we daven, is to atzmos ein sof baruch hu mitzad his chabros to the olamos. In other words, not mitzad him as he is, but mitzad the way in which he's mischaber to the olamos. She mitzidam him kol hatorim vashemos mischalfim lifol lhamshech bahem or vehashpas kedusha meatzmuso yisbarach kefi his oros hamagia lehem mimaisi adam kol ish me'am segula. So this is an incredible thing. So Hashem created the world in such a way that we are going to partner with him. And therefore Hashem gives to the man, gives to human beings, to the degree that man allows him in. So how do we relate to him is the way in which he relates to us. In b'chesed, in b'mishpat, in b'tzdak, in b'rachlim, ha'me'at, in b'imrav, kacha hu, alzeh ha'ofen, b'shir, b'dikduk atzom. It's not just random, it's very precise. B'midu v'mishkol, inyan his chavrusa yisbarach ha'lakochos v'alamos l'shanos, seder his kashrusam, ulaham shachas shvas oram. B'chol pratei hanhagam, im ledin, v'rogez, im l'chesed, v'rachamim, v'gam shir hadin v'chesed, ha'me'at v'imrav. In other words, everything is precise. Zeh shekasav b'mamarim, hanal, shelo nitnu ha'mitzvos el tzarifis abrios. So this is going back to what he's saying. That's what it means, that the mitzvos are for us. L'tzarifis abrios, to purify man. Hainu, shetzorech gadol hema, l'tzarif u'lezakek, Lahafred hasigim mikol kohos olamos abruhem yitzarif yis labein v'gamkein b'mashma letzarif haynu lachaber liskasher kol kohos, to purify us, to take away the bad particles, to connect to the world. Abruhem etukanim usedarim v'fiyak havana ratzon ha'elyon baruch hu. Right. So he explains that the worlds are parallel to each other, and the shefa can flow when they're aligned appropriately, when each line is, when each of the worlds are aligned appropriately. U'memela, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this universe in which we have the power to bring down that shefa if we do as we should. U'memela, gam beis Yisrael, am segula, yis'achdu b'shem am yuchad, yisbaruch l'chalko v'nachalaso. Shirak al zeh tachlis bo kol mitzvos avoda v'kedusha kula bichlala. Zehu inyan habracha lo yisbarach. That's the idea of a bracha, that tefila sheyifreshu hu tosefes v'riboy mamish kemashmau. So the bracha relates to Hashem giving more and more. In a sense, Hashem is saying, my giving is dependent upon you. It's conditional upon you and your behavior and your tefilos and the like. Shezeh v'tzon yisbarach mitam kamos Ito Yisbarach, shenesaken v'niyached al yedei habrachos v'atfilos hakochos v'alamos al yonim shimuchanim v'ruuyim lekabel shvas kedushas or elyon. So again, via our brachos, we create this clay kibul to allow that shefa to come down to us. Ulaham shech l'hosef b'am kedushas or v'rav habrachos me'atzmuso Yisbarach ha'mischaber aleihem u'mispashe b'socham u'memeyla Yushba ze hatosefes bracha v'kedusha im al am segula shegarmumu l'sivivo l'chavad hazeh. So then the bracha will come down to that am segula, because the am segula is what allows for that shefa to come down, allows for that kavod. And in that sense, our vote affects the olamos halyonim. Zeh sham Rabbi Yishmael, k'shebikesh hu yisbarach meito Yishmael b'ni barcheni, yihi ratzon sheyich b'shu racha mechas kascha. So this is the bracha that Rabbi Yishmael gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yigalu racha mecha midosecha v'disnayim banecha b'midas harachmim v'tikhanis lohem lefnim mishur sadin. And then he quotes the Zohar and the Ari and et cetera, et cetera. again, along these lines. Right. And the Zohar, Kol Omer, right? If you don't say bracha, it's kilu your gozo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the pshat means, gozo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you deny the world of that shefa, that bracha that could have come about through the bracha. V'chein kol mekros, baruchi nafshi es Hashem, baruch atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, v'chol kiyot seibau, hakol hu al zeh ha'inyin. U'mitzad yis ritzono yis borach l'schaber l'briya. It all relates to the ratzon Hashem to mischaber to the briya, al zeh nemar avodat tzorach gavoh. And that's what we said before. That's the idea of avodat tzorach gavoh. Not that avodat tzorach gavoh in the sense that he's truly dependent on us, because really, mitzido yisbarach, of course, im tzadakta matitein lo. He needs nothing and we can't give him anything, but rather from the way in which he created the world. All right, we're out of time. Really, we're in the middle of this idea. So I know that there are a lot of questions here, and I couldn't take all of them today. And these ideas are very, very deep and very hard, and they seem dialectical. They are dialectical. There's no question that we're being asked to simultaneously embrace differing perspectives. And what we're trying to do is to see how, even though they seem to be very different from each other, that they're part of a bigger picture. So maybe we'll stop here, and Bezrat Hashem next week we'll try to take this to the next step and go back to the purpose of creation and see how these two things relate to each other. If you have a chance before next week, it's kedai for you to read these in advance. Take a look at the chapters in Nefesh HaChayim that I have over here, especially Shar Gimel, Perek Daled, and Perek Hei, and we'll try to explain those prakim. That's what we'll start off with next week, and then we'll go back to this, you know, how to resolve the Makoros in the Ramban versus the Ramchal in terms of the purpose of creation. Okay. If anyone wants to, we'll stop over here. And if anyone wants to ask some questions now, feel free. And Bezras Hashem, we'll try to be mashlim this a little more next week.
Yeah, and my miniature
phone. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Mori.
Shalom Aleichem.
I wrote a few comments in the thing that as those days, those questions that I had as you were speaking, the question came to my mind, so I wrote them down.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't see the comments?
I can't. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assume that's why I wrote them. Okay, so one second. So I wrote.